بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith through action. Sunday, the 5th of Ramadan, 1394, the 22nd of September, 1974. I've tried to sum this up in the title I gave to this lecture, Life-Giving Faith. A faith which works like an overflowing spring, a faith that is accompanied by duty, a faith that is a weight on the shoulders of the believer, a faith that is accompanied by action. When we read the Quran, we notice the phrase, those who have faith and do righteous deeds, repeatedly associates faith with good works. Faith alone, faith without duty, faith without any sense of responsibility is of no use in this world and of no use in the hereafter. This is the Quran's logic. Our reading tomorrow will be on roughly the same topic, and the verses we will ponder on tomorrow, God willing, will illuminate this further so that there will be no doubt. Those who think that faith is something that resides only in the human heart believe that even if a person pays no attention to the duties this faith imposes on him or the demands it makes of him, they are still a believer. They imagine that one can be a believer through belief alone, without action, without effort, without struggle. They make the promises Allah has given to the faithful promises to almost everyone. They suppose that paradise is granted because of something in the heart, without any action to back it up, and that dominion over the earth is granted because of something in the heart rather than action.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In short, they imagine that if we put action to one side, something of faith still remains. But the people who believe this must read the verses and the tens of others which are found throughout the Quran, which make it clear that the faith that Islam values is a faith accompanied by action, by responsibility, and by duty. If you feel no sense of moral responsibility, then you should doubt whether you are in fact a believer. A society which does not act on the duties of faith cannot call itself a believing society. Those who hear the Quran's words, "Do not weaken or grieve, you shall have the upper hand should you be faithful." Those who hear this amazing reassurance from the Quran only to see that, when they look at reality, those who believe in the Quran are no better than anyone else. In fact, they see that they are dependent on everyone else. They are going to wonder what happened to the Quran's promise. And if they do not find any time when this promise was fulfilled, they are going to await the appearance of the 12th Imam, ajjalallahu farajah.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.